We'll spread the word in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this rain report. This week we give you an example of the impact Silent Key Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, made over the years at the Dayton Hamvention, held each spring in suburban Dayton, Ohio. Bill organized and moderated the popular forum, the Town Hall Meeting, during which a handful of speakers spoke on a specific theme each year. In the 2000 Town Hall Meeting, one of the speakers was advertising executive Jeff Reinhardt, AA6JR. Jeff talked about spreading the word.
What is the word? With restructuring, with what we do, with who we talk to, what is the word? Have you thought about that? You're Jeff Reinhardt, you're the speaker standing up in front of these people. What's the word you want to spread? I'll suggest one.
Welcome.
Say it with me one more time. 1, 2, 3. Welcome. You can't say welcome and frown.
Welcome.
Unless you're in a German hotel. Welcome to you folks who've taken the time to come and learn a little bit about how to be ambassadors for our hobby. Welcome, those of you who are now privileged to work on the low bands. Welcome to the newcomer, a 7 or 8 year old kid who's taken the time to study and get his technician's license. Welcome to that handy ham person who worked harder than anyone else to get the most basic privileges to communicate. Welcome to the person who wants to experiment in building beer can antennas. Welcome to the person who just wants to get to know you. I got my license, I put out a CQ, and if you come back to my call, welcome. I want to talk to you. I want to learn about you. We had a little forum earlier with the ARRL. It was a problem-solving kind of a session for PR, public relations, and all of that. And the notion that they were kicking around was a problem where somebody says, well, what is ham radio? You know, I thought it went away 20 years ago. If somebody asked me what ham radio is, it's the biggest talk show in the world, and I'm the host. I want to know about you. I want to know what your hobbies are. I want to know about the interesting things you've done in your life. And just collecting QSOs by putting out CQs and going back to CQs, I've talked to people who are inventors, captains of industry. I talked to the guy at the South Pole who's doing the ozone measurements. I talked to an astronaut. I've met some people who think they're ordinary people, and they're not ordinary at all. And they are welcome in my home every time I turn that radio on. And you can make them welcome too. Now, there's some folks out there say, well, with this restructuring thing, you know, I'm a real extra. I got my license 20 words a minute, and I don't have to talk to these people. Okay. You're cutting yourself off from a lot of talent out there, from a lot of people who can brighten your life and a lot of people who can help you learn things and a lot of people you can share your life experiences with. But it all starts with welcome. We have a hobby that if you stop and think about it, if 25 years ago or 125 years ago you were standing next to Massachusetts Bay and you talked into this little box and you expected a response from the other side, the good folks at Salem would give you a warm reception. And I put that in my first column in CQ. And Rich and I talked about doing a column in the magazine some time ago. And Rich gave me a challenge. He said, you know, I got people waiting to be columnists. What can you do that's different? And I said, Rich, I want to do something that just shows that we can think outside the box. Things that challenge us to think about different things to do in amateur radio to make it exciting, to look at the things that maybe ordinary to us, that gets us back to our roots and saying, this is a wonderful endeavor. And the title of my column, which was a challenge to myself, was to come up with something that wasn't self-effacing or something like that, was to try to capture that which brought us into this hobby. And the title is Magic in the Air. And that's what you're putting there. You're putting the magic in the air. You don't think anything of picking up this radio and talking through a repeater 20, 30, 40, 50, 70 miles, getting that HF radio on, talking to somebody 12, 15,000 miles away, and stop and think about this. I'm talking to the guy at the South Pole, and that's cool and everything, but I was jumping out of my socks when I talked to a guy in the space shuttle. Now, the South Pole's 12,000 miles away. The space shuttle was 100 miles up. And I'm saying, yeah, space shuttle, yeah, yeah, okay. So think outside the box, and that's what you have to do to be an interesting person on the air, because if I shove a microphone right in your face, you know, it's not a fair thing to, yeah, you freeze, and that's normal. So think a little bit. You know, I go on the radio tonight, turn the radio on, what am I going to say? What am I going to talk about? Am I going to be an interesting person? And as a talk show host, and a lot of you have listened to talk shows, and I don't care how good you are, you do a day-in, day-out radio show, and it's a challenge to be fresh and interesting all the time. I was, but, you know. But no, I mean, even the people who are very good at it. I mean, you listen to Dr. Laura, you listen to Limbaugh or whatever. It's tough to be fresh and exciting and new every single day, okay? So you think a little bit about what you're going to do with your program and what you're going to talk about. And I could go to everybody in this room. We don't have the time. But in 5 minutes, find something really fascinating about you that I could draw into a 20 or 30-minute conversation.
You're listening to an excerpt from a 2000 Hamvention talk by public relations guru Jeff Reinhardt, AA6JR. Will conclude his talk, Spreading the Word, in a moment. You're online with The Rain Report, available 24/7 from therainreport.com, anytime via Twitter at hashtag TheRainReport, and from iTunes.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
Magic in the air. Put that magic in the air. Make it exciting. And if you don't think this isn't exciting, what do you think General Custer would have paid for a couple of these? More than the $76 they're getting in the booth. Okay. You got to go for a few cheap lines, okay? I'm sorry. The magic in the air is the song The Love and Spoonful had, The Magic's in You. And to make this hobby exciting, you can go beyond the airwaves to spread that magic. And that's the challenge to those of you who are in clubs. How many club members here? Almost everyone. Who are the lucky ones doing the newsletter? Challenge to come up with something fresh for the newsletter every month, right? Okay? Now, there are resources that you can do. You know, there's ARRL release material and stuff like that. You know what? With the internet, it's a bigger and bigger challenge to come up with fresh stuff in the newsletter. Because, why? Everybody's seen the story. I mean, we heard about the story about the young man who got shot. It was a terrible thing, but it was a wonderful thing that ham radio did for him. I've seen the story about 27 times now, and now I'm getting the newsletters that are just coming out with the same story, okay? Your challenge as a newsletter editor is to spread this word in a different way. How to spread the magic of what we're doing when we operate our radios. And it's going to be more difficult, but the reason you're seeing a lot of redundancy is people are going to the same sources. If you want to talk about exciting stuff, look inside your own club. Your club probably has people who are fascinating beyond words, and I mean that. And you'll hear some people, you know, maybe it's a guy who sits in the back room, doesn't say much of anything at the meetings, okay? He has a story to tell, and you need to draw him out. Now, if you're that person who gets asked, help.
Oh, there's nothing special about me.
Yes, there is. Okay, you have a ham radio license. You have some other interests. You have some hobbies. Maybe you teach people this hobby. Maybe you did something exciting a few years ago, like you did the Santa thing where somebody goes up into the hospital and has a kid talk to Santa on the radio. That's a nice story. Maybe you've done something for the March of Dimes. Maybe you're a volunteer with Handy Hams. Maybe you help somebody who can't see enjoy this wonderful hobby of ham radio. That's a good story. So think outside the box. Think of what you can do that when you light up these airwaves, when you put these signals out that bounce around the world, what am I saying besides,
that's 5-9.
Say again, hold on,
5-9,
okay? You have to go beyond that. It starts with welcome, and then it begins with you. Now, you can do other things that speak very well of our hobby. We all think of Field Day. Kids Day is a terrific thing. If you haven't done that yet, you should. You can also do things with your radios, like going to Cub Scout troops. I went to a Cub Scout troop last year. I'd never spoken to one. I was a Cub Scout more years ago than I care to reckon with. And these kids were great. took a couple of handhelds, you know, and send these kids out running around with radios in the neighborhood. My son is a little younger, and he's out with them, and they're talking back and forth to each other like they just discovered something new. Because you know what? They're 7 years old, and it is new to them. We've seen it all, done it all, okay? They haven't. We went out to my car. I did a 40-meter QSO, put out a CQ. I'm in California. We got a guy in Louisiana. Man, they've been talking to a guy on the moon. There's not much difference, Louisiana moon. Who's from Louisiana? I'll avoid you later, okay? So as I come into here, they're saying, oh, my God, I hope he doesn't stick that microphone in my face. I won't, okay? But what I'm doing is getting, as a speaker, to think outside the box, because that's how we have to approach our hobby. And giving something back to the hobby is one thing that hams are very, very good at. You teach, you volunteer, you do emergency services. There's a story there. You can go to the newspapers through your PIOs and PICs. They'll take those stories. When the young man was helped on the boat, maybe you were thousands of miles away from that, but you go to your local newspaper editor and you say, we have hams in our community who help doing exactly those kinds of things. And if you get a story in the future that involves ham radio, come to me. I'll take you to some real hams. Because the time to get your story in for field day isn't the day before field day. Right? That's not the first time the newspaper should be becoming familiar with you. The time to get that story in is through the ongoing contact you make by saying, oh, if any ham radio story comes up, and I don't care where you are, I mean, I can guarantee you later this year there's going to be a story in the newspaper that says, the hurricane hit and wiped out communications on the island, but ham radio communicators say there's a critical need for blanket and medicine. When you see that in the newspaper, that's your cue. Pick up the phone and say, we've got ham radio communicators prepared to do that here. If you ever want to do a feature story on what we do and how we do it, I'm here to help you. And when you're talking to other hams on the radio, it's okay to bring up those topical things. You know, I saw this thing in the paper where the hams in New Mexico were helping through the fire. They had the only surviving communication systems. Are we prepared to do that? Just, you know, kind of a thing. As you're doing your commute on the 2-meter thing in the morning, instead of, well, traffic's really bad here on the 101, you know. Say, you know, have we thought about, you know, if a fire swept through this area, we have the flood, the quake, the tornado, do we have redundant systems? You know, maybe that's something we should talk about at the club meeting. But it all begins with you. And it all begins with the one word, welcome. If you experience a little bit of magic, or even better, you put a little bit of magic in the air, drop me an email. My call sign, AA6JR@ARRL.net, right? You remember AA6JR real easy. Always after 6 jelly rolls. There they are.
And that concludes an excerpt from a 2000 Dayton Hamvention talk by public relations and advertising guru Jeff Reinhart, AA6JR. His talk was one of a handful that were given that year and were given every year as organized by the late Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, whose efforts and participation in the Dayton Hamvention the past several decades will be greatly missed. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2015 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Rain founder and producer Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com, via Twitter at #TheRainReport, and via iTunes.